I'm with Sir Jason Morgan, and we're on the upbeat walk. And Jason, it's a glorious day and a decent turnout.
Yeah, more than last year. Been a pleasure walking you the last 100 yards.
yeah.
No, 2 miles we've done together.
There or thereabouts, yeah.
Well, no, this is second. 10 miles. We did the warm-up.
This is the second pub, that's all I know.
Yeah, halfway. I've been told it's halfway.
Yeah, I was told that last year, and I didn't believe them then, and I know it's not true. But, look, it's a great thing to be on, great thing to be part of.
Oh, it's brilliant. And I'll tell you what, the work that goes on behind the scenes with Carl, and I know you spoke to Terry on the show, is unbelievable. And the support we get, and there's a lot of people just, you know, don't want to miss out on today. Staff and the fans turn out, and staff from the club as well. So, and we've got the weather. So, last couple of years, it's not been great. So, thoroughly enjoying today. And it's downhill, this bit, I think, too.
That's right, yeah. The Trust does an awful lot of stuff. I mean, and a lot of stuff goes unnoticed. A lot of stuff, quite rightly, goes noticed. But how important is something like this, the Upbeats Walk, in terms of its profile and inclusion with the fans?
Well, it is because, as we've always said, it's the project that needs funding. You know, we're really successful, and we work hard on some of the big programmes that we get commissioned to run. But this actually needs money, it needs support, and we know the impact and the difference it has with the players and their training and their kit and the tournaments that go on, the George Best tournament in Ireland. And then I went away with them last year up to Wolverhampton, where they played in the Down Syndrome tournament and won that again, and the staffing of it. So it does need the money, and that's why it's great that everyone comes out and supports it and donates and raises some much needed funds.
In the position we're in, not just league position but generally around the club, and we're not going to dwell too much on that particularly, but it must be a lovely feeling that despite what's going on, the fans still come out to support.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this is the third year, and there's a big support affection to the Upbeats, you know, because they've got the profile on the pitch. The club are magnificent this year with the training session and the crossbar challenge, which I watched last night, which was brilliant, and the coverage that it's got. But then that's not to take a shine off all the other projects. And I think the fans here and the club have always realised the importance of the work that goes on and the depth of the work and the range and the reach of the work. You know, and you and I were talking that there's some great projects up and down the country, but you know, some of the stuff that we do here is really special. And it's still as big today as it was 5 years ago. And it continues to grow with the amount of staff that we can attract, because we're getting funding to run more projects and programmes. And probably the pleasing bit for me is, you know, the diverse work that we do. You know, to use football to address so many social issues, and some of it really does go unnoticed. I mean, I went to Margate in the week and looked at the project we were doing, the mentoring project, and there's about £90,000 that we feed into Thanet to work with, you know, young people that are not in education, that are not in employment, that are referred to us by the task force down there, that are known in criminal circles, you know. And that is, what's that, 80 miles away from where our base is, and I've got two or three passionate guys working down there. And again, you know, we support that with funding and bids that we get, and that's the stuff that we want to start amplifying a bit more, because we want the fans to appreciate, you know, the wide, diverse programmes that we run here, not just the updates. And I think that happens, but we've still got a job to highlight it even more.
Well, I think, from on behalf of all fans, that of course they get involved. Some that can't for genuine reasons. Some can't because they just can't get here. But I think every single Charlton fan is proud of the work that the Trust do, and they're proud to be associated with the club, and that aspect of the club. And I speak of pride. Must be a huge amount coming from your direction as well, of the team you've got and the work they put in and the success you've had.
Oh yeah, and a lot of it is down to the fact that, you know, a lot of the guys have been with me for a long time. You know, again, we had a chat about Matt moving on, and you know, Matt and I worked together for 19 years, and for family reasons he moved up to Burnley, and we speak most days. you know, and yet we've managed to cover that. We have got great continuity, longevity with all our staff, passionate staff, really good at their job, and it makes my job so much more easier when you've got these guys that are just driving the program forward, you know, wanting to engage, wanting to run programs that have an impact in the community. And sometimes my job is just to put a lid on it sometimes and make sure that we can properly resource something. But no, it's a nice position, and to put on record my thanks to everyone today, you know, the fans getting behind this, not only walking but pledging the money, you guys for the coverage that you've given over the last couple of weeks, which we really appreciate, and some of the coverage from the other programmes that we've got. I know we're going to talk maybe in a couple of weeks time on some of the cancer ride and other bits and bobs we've got coming up, but no, I just want to put on record my thanks to everyone that supported us.
Well, you say you make your life a little bit easier, but you're not taking your foot off the gas either. You're about to embark on a bike ride.
I am. They've got me. I've done. I grew the moustache, and my wife divorced me, and the girls cried, so I can't go back and do that again.
I never spoke to you while you had that, but
I didn't look right, Terry. But I think I've said before, my dad had prostate cancer, and my uncle had it, and we did a lot. QPR did a lot, because obviously he's ex-player at QPR, and thankfully he's come through it, and he's in a really good place. And they've been badgering me for a couple of years to do it, and I've always pushed back and said I've got, you know, I've grew the moustache. That's what I've done my bit, and obviously we've done the men's health, and we do our bit here. But I thought, no, I'm going to do it. So I was listening to you guys the other day while I was doing an hour and a half on the bike. So, yeah, I'm in pain, I won't lie to you. I'm struggling, and I'm at a disadvantage at the moment because I haven't got a bike. But I'm doing a lot of gym work, and I'm really looking forward to it. But the downside of it is obviously I'm in Boulder's team.
Ah.
So not only we've drawn the short straw today because he's in our group, isn't he?
Which is why we haven't been able to catch up with the rest of the group, because he wasn't exactly ready.
No, he was eating porridge when I called him this morning at 8 o'clock, going, where are you? We're all in the minibus waiting. And he, at silence, told me that he'd forgotten. But he's here, and everyone knows he's here. The whole of Eltham, I think, knew he had arrived.
I'll be catching up with him in a second for his explanation, see if he's got a note to explain himself. But you're not too worried about his participation on the bike, are you?
No, listen.
It's not a tandem, is it, by any chance?
No, and the further I can get away from him, the better, because he's annoying. And, no, listen, I mean, I've never known a guy as fit as that. I mean, he's just unbelievably fit. He's a machine. I mean, I spent a bit of time with him when we went to South Africa, and I've roomed with him a couple of times when we did with the Bob Boulder goalkeeping residential courses a few years back. And he is a fit boy, and he keeps himself fit. And he just relishes things like the bike ride. And listen, he's a huge asset for us and the club. He's a lovely guy, huge personality. And that was part of the reason for me putting my name down. I spent two days with Bob on a bike. And if you need anyone to get you through it, I think it's having the big man with us.
Well, good luck with it from everybody, obviously. And how do people get involved? How do people sponsor you?
Well, our new website is up and running, so you can click on that and we'll be promoting it. We needed to get this out of the way, not out of the way, but we didn't want to sort of like detract from the fundraising. And obviously Tuesday night as well was important for the fans to support down at the Valley with the fantastic job the club did with PC Palmer. I thought that was brilliant and really spot on. So we haven't wanted to push too much, respecting that, and then obviously this. But the prostate cancer stuff and the bike ride will be out there, and we've all got to raise £1,000 each, and we've got a team. So if you click on the CAT website, just throw a bit of money our way, that'd be great.
Well, there we are, and we'll plug that a bit more on Charlton Live as we go through the next week or two, and give you an indication of where you can donate. Jason, been a pleasure. Still will be. I'll be with you for a little while yet. I'm going to try and catch up with Bob Boulder and go have a chat with him. But for now, cheers, Jason.
Thanks, mate.